people, it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris Adon One. Welcome to another edition of I'm Chris Adon One podcast, episode 144. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Today we're going to do an episode review of Tales of the Walking Dead, episode 3, that was entitled Deed. I do apologize for the noise in the background, but I'm out here on my patio enjoying this lovely weather. The bus just passed right beneath my apartment complex, but nevertheless, I'm the best. Let's get into episode 3 entitled D. I told you guys, and if you've been following my episodes, I told you guys I felt like episode 3 was going to be hands down the better episode when you compare it to the previous 2 episodes. And you guys, I gave you guys my thoughts and my concerns, not only about Tales of the Walking Dead, the whole series, but the episodes. And I'm not a huge fan of Tales of the Walking Dead, as well as the previous 2 episodes. So let's get into and address episode 3. So they brought Dee from the Walking Dead universe, and she made her premiere last season. And Dee is an established character in the Walking Dead universe that everyone is familiar with. If you are a fan of the Walking Dead universe, you already know who Dee is. Dee is Alpha, right? And Alpha was the leader of this gang that would walk among the Walking Dead, somehow communicate with the zombies, give the zombies instructions as far as making herds out of them, utilizing them as weapons, infiltrating a lot of campsites. Dale had real problems with Alpha, Beta, as well as that gang that could somehow control these zombies to do their bidding, okay, as far as utilizing them as weapons of mass destruction. So the episode 3 premiere starts off as making an introduction and telling everyone that's watching this story how she became Alpha. And Dee was with this group that had a steamboat, and they were, you know, just finding people, allowing people to join their group. Now, this group was led by a female that wasn't the most technically sound leader, that didn't lead by motivation, did not lead by desire, did not lead as a conqueror, just a leader that knew how to talk to people and get people to do their task and things of that nature, all right? This leader just simply wanted to survive, all right? And Dee saw the flaws in this female leader, but she couldn't get her daughter as well as other people to believe that she had flaws, because everybody was hypnotized to this lady. Everyone, she was likable, she was charming, a lot of people believed in her, including Dee's daughter. So Dee found out that there were 2 spies in their group, and these spies infiltrated their group to get information from this group. When Dee got tipped off by one of the spies using a mirror to signal out on the riverside, Dee saw that, questioned him, and then the guy just jumps off the ship. Everyone blames Dee, and everyone thinks that Dee is paranoid, that Dee just just can't get along with people, this, that, and the third, all right? So later on in that episode, the spy came with a group of other people, and they infiltrated the steamboat, and all hell broke loose. Dee grabbed her daughter and went to shore and got away from that situation, and noticed that a lot of other people did not survive. A lot of people that did not believe in Dee was laying laying on the beach, a creek bed, and they're starting to become zombies. And Dee had a I told you so moment with her daughter. So The female leader of the steamboat survives, got to the bank side, and Dee was going to kill her, but the daughter intervened and told Dee not to kill her. So Dee went to the female leader that everyone liked. She was likable on the steamboat. She basically said, look, every time I'm gonna she basically scarred her from her face and said, every time you look at this scar, you're gonna think of me. I'm gonna be always with you at all times, because every time you look at this scar I'm about to give you, you're gonna think of me. All right, so Dee and the daughter starts venturing out, just surviving. And Dee is trying to teach her daughter how to survive in this Walking Dead apocalypse. All right, zombies try to bum rush Dee and her daughter, which was no problem with Dee. Dee knew how to kill the zombies, but she thought this was a great moment to train her daughter in how to defend herself with the zombies. The daughter, of course, didn't want to do it. Dee had to end up killing the zombies. But a lot of things Dee tried to teach her daughter made her look like a zombie. I mean, she came off as a monster in the eyes of her daughter, all right? And her daughter it just seemed like Dee and the daughter has always had issues, trusting one another. And it's just the casual, when you have a daughter and a mother, and the rivalry between the daughter and the mother, and the struggle between the daughter and the mother, hey, stuff like that happens, okay? If there are any daughters or mothers listening to this episode, you know where I'm coming from, okay? It's going to be always sometimes a barrier between those two things, and that's what that barrier just grew between the mother and the daughter. Now, you saw this develop with the daughter and the mother when the daughter grew up, became a teenager, and how she was almost close to the end of that season, well, in the middle of that season, against her mother. But her mother was gone. Dee was gone. Dee is no longer existing. Is now Alpha. Okay, so she was trying to toughen up her daughter, but the tactics that she was using, it pretty much developed a wedge between her and her daughter. So in this episode, you saw a glimpse of that type of struggle between the mother and the daughter. All right, so basically throughout this episode, you start to see Dee changing from Dee to Alpha. She found the group that was hiding among the zombies, walking with the zombies, and she killed the leader there, and she became the new leader of this group, and that's how Dee became Alpha. So let's get into my thoughts and my opinions about episode 3D of Tales of the Walking Dead. Once again, the two things that make The Walking Dead a phenomenal series, the OG Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead, is the storytelling and the character development. Okay, you're like going on a ride with this character, and you're watching this character unfold and develop into the hero and villain that he, she could ultimately become. Okay, with episode 3, they utilize none of those aspects. Okay, because Dee was already an established, developed character. What more can you say? And what more can you add, and what more can you do about D/Alpha? So we've been there and done that with that character. So as far as the next character, the daughter, Well, we already know what the daughter ultimately is going to become. She's going to be the daughter now, but eventually she's going to be the one that puts a stop to her own mother. So we have already been there and sort of done that with D/Alpha and her daughter. Okay, now the other characters, they were interesting, like the steamboat leader, the female leader, she was sort of interesting. They really didn't go into full details about the leader of the leader of the group that walks among the dead. They didn't go into no full talk about that. They just sort of just ran right into it. And personally, to be honest with you, episode three, it's not like you don't know D or Alpha. So you can't develop a character that has already been developed, okay? And the way how they was speeding through this episode, because once again, you only got 45 minutes to tell this story. I felt like if they took their time, this could have been like a 3-part story. There was aspects in that episode that they didn't really dwell on, like why does D and her daughter has this love, had this wedge in between their relationship. What was the final nail that got them to that point? I wish they would elaborated on that aspect. Why you got hints of, they made Alpha into this woman that just automatically gets jealous and paranoid, all right? And her jealousy and paranoid and her paranoia were her best traits, because she could tell who was right and who was wrong because she was paranoid and her jealousy. I wish they would have replaced that with her instincts and her gut. I wish they had written in, she's just got a weird feeling about this lady. They made it sound like she was just a mad woman, sort of say, that just spewed things just to be spewing things. They didn't make Alpha into this clever, intelligent villain. All right, they sort of started off her as someone who was jealous, someone who was envious, someone who was paranoia. I mean, those are cause of concerns of a weak character, someone that you don't want to see develop from beginning to end. I didn't like that aspect of how they developed D/Alpha. They didn't even go into the group themselves that she's now a leader of. I feel like they missed the ball on that. I mean, what happened between her and the former leader? Why they get to the point where she's fighting the former leader and ultimately shaves her hair and her face off? Why did they get to that point? There was a lot of things. There was a lot of, pieces in the story that they could have added to or explained that they didn't do in episode three. And I feel like the reason why they couldn't, because they only had 45 minutes to tell this tale. All right. And during the whole episode, it felt like you was coming in and out of sleep. Okay, it's like you're missing some dialogue in between the two dialogue that you previously listened to. And that was another thing about this episode. There was like in and out of the story. They didn't fully explain it. They didn't go into no details. Like I said, I felt like that story would have been a better story if you had another episode to explain it. And I feel like that's the bad part of Tales of the Walking Dead. These are one character, disposable characters that you're only going to utilize for one episode, and then you don't talk about them no more. Now, They already said that in Tales of the Walking Dead, these characters are not going to be connected at the end of the day. But I do feel like by, you know, going into a lot of groups and digging a bunch of research, I feel like all of these characters are connected somehow, some way. All right. And maybe they'll explain it in the final episode of Tales of the Walking Dead. But me personally, I'm not a huge fan of Tales of the Walking Dead. Once again, episode 3D disappointed me. I thought that this was going to be the better episode of the other previous two. I thought that this, we got a winner chicken dinner here, but we don't. Okay. And even episode 4 is going to be even more weirder, delusional, and not interesting. Okay. I may watch episode 4 and I may not watch episode 4, but I'm pretty much giving up on Tales of the Walking Dead. I think Tales of the Walking Dead is going to fall to the wayside like The Walking Dead Worlds Beyond. Okay. Even though I watch that series from start to finish, I felt like the characters were a lot better. I felt like the writing was a lot better. The character development, the story, it was a little bit better than Tales of the Walking Dead. But I do understand why it wasn't very successful, because it was aiming towards a younger audience. And people, the OG audience, just could not connect with Walking Dead World Beyond. And I feel like Tales of the Walking Dead, they're using that same song and dance of, we're trying to make a show that reaches the younger demographic audience that they can gravitate to. I think there's a lot of politics in play with Tales of the Walking Dead. I don't think this is more, if I feel like, to be perfectly honest with you, if The Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead was on right now, more people would watch that than Tales of the Walking Dead. I feel like Tales of the Walking Dead, and I've said this in episode 1, I feel like Tales of the Walking Dead is a dud. I mean, I don't think personally this is going to survive. I think this is a one and done, and they're going to move on to the next concept. They're going to move on to the next ideal, which, as the viewer, as the fan of The Walking Dead, you got to ask yourself, why are you investing your time in a series that's not going to have a season 2? None of the episodes as of right now really connect, and none of the episodes are that good. They're not even a little good. They're not even a little less bad. They're just totally terrible episodes that I feel like they could have done a lot better. I was not impressed with Tales of the Walking Dead episode 3D. I had high hopes for this. I thought out of all, there's only been 3 episodes, I felt like this was going to be far and beyond the best episode from the Walking Dead universe, but wasn't too happy with it. I don't know what else to elaborate on. It's still not too late. I think there's 6 episodes in Tales of the Walking Dead. It's not too late for them to make a comeback. They can, you know, these 3 episodes were not that impressive to me, but they got 3 more episodes to show and prove without a shadow of a doubt that this is really a great show. But they got 3 episodes to do it. I don't think that's a lot of time to think without a shadow of a doubt they're going to be better episodes. I mean, I just think that these are not going to be good episodes. I saw a preview of episode 2. I'm not impressed with that one. Even though it might have some elements of something impressive, but the concept, here's what makes Tales of the Walking Dead not a very good show. You're utilizing these characters as disposable characters. These characters don't transition from episode to episode. Terry Crews and Olivia Munn would have transitioned better if there was in episode 2, and that you even talked about them in episode 3. You know, maybe the band The Brothers Effect, where they're all they're all this one entity, this one group, make somehow probably make it a little bit better, make it a little bit more interesting, but I'm not a huge fan of it. Makes you wonder, should I even waste 45 minutes of my time to even go to episode 4? And I wasn't even impressed with episode 4. So I know a lot of people are going to say you should give it another chance. I probably would watch it, but I probably won't do any reviews of it or anything like that. But I'm just not impressed with The Walking Dead. But hey, it is what it is. But guys, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I will talk to you guys next week. I'm going to upload this podcast a day early. You guys, hit me up, tell me what you think. Guys, you can check me out on Twitter. You can DM him on Twitter. You can tweet me on Twitter. I'm ChrisDown1. You can go to my YouTube channel. I'm ChrisDown1, at youtube.com. You can go to not my Instagram. Just go to those two outlets. Tell me what you think. I even stopped making videos on my YouTube channel about my review of The Walking Dead. It is what it is. But guys, I will see you guys next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week if I'm not going to talk about The Walking Dead. You never know. But guys, it's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast. I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast, wrapping up episode 144 of I'm Chris Adon 1 podcast. It's your boy, outro.